Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We're holding at the two dots about 10 lines from the end of the page on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Kacha Yadorish Zechariah, that Zechariah ben Akatzav had a drasha, that Rebbe said that it says twice in the Torah, Nitma v'nitma, one for the Baal, one for the Baal. So it says, Martan Rabbanan, Shalosh Pa'amim Amurim Beparsha, three times it says, Eloshon of Tumah in the Parsha of Sota, Im Nitma'a, Nitma'a, Vinitma. One pasuk says Vaisa imnitma. Another pasuk says Vikine asishto vihinitma. And third pasuk says Ashartista isha tachas isha vinitma. So lama, why do I need three times to have the word tuma? So the Bryce explains the Torah is teaching us that she's aser for three things. Echad the baal, she's aser to her husband. Echad la baal, she's aser to the baal. And echad l'truma, and also it's coming to teach me a third thing. She's also to eat truma. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a sota is not allowed to marry a kohen because kal v'chomer uma grusha shemutaris l'truma. A grusha who's mutter to eat truma is asur l'kuna, is not allowed to marry a kohen. Meaning a kohen marries a bas kohen marries a Yisrael and then gets divorced. She's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat truma as long as she doesn't have any children from the Israel. And nevertheless, she's not allowed to actually marry a kohen, but she's allowed to eat truma. So zu a sota shasur b'truma is not even allowed to eat truma. Enodin shasur l'kuna. Certainly, a sota is not allowed to marry a kohen. So the Bryce explains the lashonos of the psukim in the parsha of sota. But let's make a main point over here first, and that is that a sota is usher to the Baal, the Boel, and for Truma, and therefore Kal V'chomer to marry a Kohen. So now, the Parsha of Sota tells us when the husband warns the wife not to have Yichud with the man, so he has this Ruach Tumah that overcomes him. Pasuk sounds like the woman is definitely Tameh. So, the Braisa wonders, Ma Tamu Lomar V'hi Nitma'a. You know, when it says vihi nitma, it sounds like she's definitely tamei. Then it says vihi lo nitma, it sounds like she's definitely not tamei. But lechora, neither of those is the case of a sota. A sota is where it's a suffix, where you don't know if she's tamei. So matam lama vihi nitma'a, vihi lo nitma'a, im nitma lama shosa. If she's definitely tamei, why would she drink the mei sota? We should just kill her, because she's chayv misa. Im lo nitma, if she's totally innocent, lama mashke, then why would we ever be mashke her the mei sota? So maglecha kasav shasafek asura. It's telling us that it's a suffix, whether she was Nivellas after the Kinoy and Stira, and that suffix is enough to take her away from a Cheskas Tahara, so that you have to be Mashke her in order for her to regain her Cheskas Tahara. And if you haven't, she remains Aser. Mikan Atadon L'Sheretz. And based on this, we can make a Kal V'chomer for the din of Tumas Sheretz. That if a suffix comes up, whether a Sheretz touched some Taharos, we treat it as if it's Vadei Tameh. Because Umaso Tashlo Aser. By a sota, where we do not make a woman who commits the aver b'shogeg like a woman who does it b'mezid. Someone who does it b'shogeg does not become aser to her husband, only a mezid does. V'ones keratzon, and then a woman who's nivellas ba'ones, who rachman al-itzlan is taken advantage of and is nivellas against her will, is not going to be aser to her husband like a woman who willfully does this act. So asaba safik vada, yet we're still willing to make a safik sota vadai aser until she drinks. Sheretz, which happens whether you did it b'shogeg b'mezid, you want to, you touch the sheretz, you tame. It doesn't matter how it happened or why it happened or what your excuse is. Saying odin, she asked about suffik kavadai. So all the more so, tumas sheretz, when there's a suffik tumas sheretz, we should treat it like a vadai. Umimakam shabasa, and we can learn the din that we're metame misafik. Once we learn that din, we can learn the following: masota rishos hayachid av sheretz rishos hayachid. Ooh, so this is a very important idea, that the very notion of safik tuma rishos hayachid is derived from here. That just like sota is we're only machmir for the tuma when it's in a rishos hayachid, so too by sheretz we're only going to be machmir on a safik tuma when it's in a Rishos HaYachid. And Masota Davar Sheyesh Bo Das Li Sha'el, just like by a Sota, the person involved has the das to be able to answer a question whether they're guilty or not. They may not be honest, but they have the ability to af sheretz. So too, by a suffix sheretz, davar sheyoshba das lishal. It has to be a situation where you can ask someone what happened, like a person who has a chshash that he became tameh from a sheretz, where you could ask him if he touched the sheretz, and when he doesn't know, so that's a suffix tuma where we treat like a vaday or kelim or ochlim that a person had that had a suffix. If they became tameh while he was holding them, that's yeshvul dasli sha'el, because when the suffix happened, he was right there. But if a suffix happens that we are just concerned, maybe a sheretz touched food or kelim when no one was around, so that's not going to be the kind of case where we're going to say that it's treated like a vadei tuma. Umikan amru davar sheyeshvul dasli sha'el b'rishus hayachid sveiko tameh b'rishus harabim sveiko tahar, and this is where we formulate the rule that when you're dealing with a davar sheyesh bo das lishael, if it's a safek tumah that arises in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we paskin tameh. But in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we paskin tahar. She'ein bo das lishael, and if the safek tumah arises about something that's ein bo das lishael, bein Rosh Hashanah Yachid, bein Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, sveiko tahar. The safek is going to be treated lekula in such a case, and we're going to assume tahar. So main point over here, we learn from Sota, that if you have a suffix with a davar sheyesh bo das lishael, with someone who has the ability to respond to a question, and the suffix arises in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that we're machmir, we treat it as tameh. But if you're missing either of those criteria, either you don't have a davar sheyesh bo das lishael, or it's not in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then we're going to be mekil misafik. Then if there's a safik tuma situation, we're going to be mekil, and we're going to say tahar. Says the Gemara Vayter. Now we're going to explain Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Braisa. That sounds like Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, because we highlight Rabbi Akiva's shita and Rabbi Shmuel's shita, but like when you look at what they say, it doesn't sound like they argue at all. Rabbi Shmuel, what exactly was Rabbi Shmuel's response to Rabbi Akiva? Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had said that since it says the word Tuma three times, so we learn Truma, that a Sota is not only asked to the Baal and to the Baal, but to eat Truma as well. And then Mahadulei Ihu, then Rabbi Shmuel responds, Kuhuna? Oh, if she's asked to eat Truma, then she should be asked to Lukuna as well. So Rabbi Akiva, Kuhuna Minalei. According to Rabbi Visu, and furthermore, the Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't darshan Kuhuna from the Pasuk, Kuhuna Minalei, how's he going to know that she's not allowed to marry a Kohen? Well, maybe you'll tell me, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that she can't marry a kohen. Shari asaba savig zona kizona, because the pasuk treats this savig zona like she's a vadai zona, so we know automatically that she's asur l'kuhuna, because a zona is asur to a kohen. Like it's the pasuk says, yisha zona v'chalala lo yikachu. So it says gemar, trumanami lo tibayikra. You also don't need a pasuk that a sota is not allowed to eat truma. Shari asaba savig zona kizona, because we treat a savig zona like a real zona. So we know that she's asur to eat truma because nashus ish that became asur, the nashus ish that's mezana becomes asur to eat truma. We know that to be the case. So it has to be that we don't learn the isur kuna and truma from the isur of sota labaila. So how does Rabbi Kiva know that a sota is asur le kuhuna? Elul Rabbi Kiva. So what you have to say is according to Rabbi Kiva, Arba'a kra'iksivi. There are, in fact, four psukim from which to darshan in the parsha of Sota, where the lashon of tuma is used to tell me, chad the baal, she's also to the baal, v'chad the boel, she's also to the boel, v'chad the kuhuna, she can't marry a kohen, v'chad the truma, and that she's not going to be allowed to eat truma anymore. V'Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael would say, t'lasa kra'iksivi. And kuna, the fact that she's not allowed to marry a kohen, we derive from a kavachomer. So let's make that the last main point over here, that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael agree that the sota is asur to the baal, the boel, kuhuna, and truma, and kuhuna. The question is, do we learn the Yisr Kuhuna from the Machlokas? Do we learn the Yisr Kuhuna from a Pasuk? Or do we learn the Yisr Kuhuna from a Kal V'chomer? Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, we'll move on to Rabbi Yishmael, the next Gemara's next Kasha, next time.